This is the English program. Right, well, that's our name. We will, I think, keep this name, you know, for as long as we're doing podcasting. But sometimes you do have to change your name, such as the Institute of Psychiatry. They are getting a new name. The century-old Institute, sorry for the tenuous link there, the century-old Institute of Psychiatry at King's College London has been renamed to reflect its growing remit in the field of research, excellence and education. From this very week, it will be officially entitled Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience. This is what they said. Our new name reflects the breadth of our research and education expertise and the changing way we understand mental health disorders and brain disease. The department will also benefit from a new structure comprising three major academic divisions: the Division of Neuroscience, headed by Professor Mark Richardson, the Division of Psychology and Systems Sciences, headed by Professor Till Wicks, and the Division of Academic Psychiatry. It will also increase in size and scope, with 300 academic staff and a research turnover of nearly £50 million, and can offer unparalleled, so they say, postgraduate psychiatry training, as well as undergraduate psychiatry training for King's College London School of Medicine. So a bit of an advert there for them, I think. From September 2015, there will also be a newly created BSc psychology program for the benefit of the next generation of psychologists. So there you go. The Institute of Psychiatry gets a new name. It's now the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience. So it's not so much different, it's just a bit longer. It takes you a bit longer to say when people ask you where you're from or where you work. So what do you think about that? Any thoughts on that? Get in touch. The normal place, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. And don't forget, well, actually, we do have two names, because we have English Radio and we have English Program. So there you go. We've already broken the mold. We don't have one name or a name which we've extended. We actually have two names, but we'll always be known as the English Program. So don't worry. We're not going to change the name to something which people will be able to, you know, not recognize. So I think we're safe there. The English Program, English Radio. Do a search for us on iTunes or Spreaker or whatever, and I'm sure you will find us. There's no chance of us getting lost.